Well, 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 well. The mic is now in the hands of the big mic. Good morning to you, wherever you find yourself in this beautiful land of the brave. You know, thanks for joining us this morning, and thanks to David for all the updates and the information that is always, you know, giving us. So make sure that you always wake up that early to listen to some of those very, very, very important informations. All right. Especially when it comes to business, when it comes to economics, when it comes to politics. So, hey, it's good up there. So, welcome. Welcome to Eagle FM. If you're just joining us this point in time, our time is about 1 minute past eight. 1 minute past eight. I will be with you from now until the hour of 10 o'clock. So, and I will be coming to you live from the Ondangwa studio. So, the Ondangwa studio from the mighty Oshana region. Well, thanks for joining us, and welcome to Unpacking the Day. My name is Mike Oshovedi. And this is your daily dose of what is going on, what is really going on in terms of business, in terms of economics, in terms of politics. Every weekday, we cut through the noise to make sense of the big stories, trends and numbers that are making headlines. So we keep it clear, a little witty sometimes, and always curious. So asking the question that matter and giving you a fresh take on what people are saying out there. So the views and opinion that are shared during our segment don't necessarily reflect those of Eagle FM. We're here to unpack what others are saying. So spark meaningful conversation so you can be part of the bigger conversation. So this is your platform. This is your space to unpack the headlines and get to the heart of the stories that are going around, you know. So welcome. And today is the 8th of October. As usual, we're looking at what happened on this day in Africa. Any significant event that happened on this day in Africa on October 8th, 2004, a moment of a global recognition framed itself around a Kenyan woman named Wangari Maathai. Maathai. So over decades, she founded the Green Belt Movement, teaching countless women to plant trees, to heal soil, and to believe that environmental protection was bound up with human dignity. So on October the 8th, the Nobel Peace Prize Committee honored her for her contribution to sustainable development, democracy and peace, and making her the first woman from Africa to receive a Peace Prize. Now, it was not just an award, so it was affirmation that her fight for trees was a fight for people. All right? Yeah, and she made a difference. She really, really made a difference in that part of the area, in that part of Kenya. All right? And almost a decade earlier, on October 8, 1993, the world witnessed another turning point, and this time in the fight against apartheid in South Africa. So after years of harsh international sanctions and embargoes designed to pressure the regime, the United Nations General Assembly adopted a resolution requesting all member states to immediately end restriction on economic relations with South Africa, including the oil embargo, once the Transitional Executive Council became operational. So it marked a symbolic moment in the history of Africa and also in the history of South Africa, the beginning of the end of isolation for a regime that had been globally condemned. Well, I think that's all what we have this morning in this day, in Africa. So, yeah, and on Wednesday, October the 8th, what is our thought for the day? So, only those who do nothing never make a mistake. Only those who do nothing, do absolutely nothing, never make a mistake. So, the proverb is saying, those who never act may avoid mistakes, but they also avoid creating, they also avoid learning, they also avoid accomplishing something. So if you are so afraid of error that you never try, you never move forward. So the proverb encourages being brave enough to act, you know, despite the chance of error, you know, despite the chance of error, because action lead to learning, growth, and contribution. So only those who do nothing never make a mistake. So hopefully the choices and decisions that you make throughout the day today leads to learning, growth, and contribution. So hopefully contributing also to this very platform. So we will see if you are the one who do nothing or will be someone who will be doing something. All right. So good morning and welcome. And hopefully you will be you will have a wonderful day today. So, and if you're just joining us, good morning to you. And you are just tuned into Unpacking the Day and what you can expect on this show this morning we will have one of the successful applicant, the one of the successful applicant from the National Youth Development Fund, who actually get successful, his application was successful. So, and we're looking at, can funding, you know, the funding from National Youth Development Fund, can that unlock the future for Namibia's youth entrepreneurs? So we will hear that from the horse mouth. We'll have somebody that will be speaking to us this morning. And we're going to do that probably within a few minutes to come. And then if we have some time, if we have still enough times, there is a Africa Resilient Forum that took place. Africa Resilience Forum 2025, looking at developing development leaders, call for those people who have been in that forum, call for a higher quality border infrastructure. So what are the implications of that? What are the challenges of that? And we will go into that if we have enough time to get into that. So, as you can see, there's a lot to look forward to, and stay tuned. We will be definitely come after this.
Omutiha utekirwa kaguna I matina omjo chikao shafasa na longeshifa ya ishiwike moshiwana iye moyao ota ingongotisa mwene anageshifa ya Namibia ombitombwa na wa olonjika zeitha nina omayakuro nirandisoma yue yongeshifa yue okupikiramo Eagle FM Media House ngwe tuende pimemeha uka kombanga nina kara omkwashi pareki uimopo yomo programa letu moambo lengira selma kodara hita tuimu datundatu heari hamano tano oliaj Eagle FM the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the Eye.
A very good morning to you and welcome. Welcome back to Unpacking the Day. I'm your host, Michael Chavelli, and I'm glad you are with us this morning from wherever you are in Namibia. So this morning, we are focusing on a key questions. Can funding really unlock the future for Namibia's youth entrepreneurs? And we often talk about this here. But now we have the chance to see it in action. Joining us is Willem Shikongo, a young innovator whose vision recently gained important support from the National Youth Development Fund. So this is a milestone, not only for Willem, I think, but for youth entrepreneurship in Namibia. Can this fund help take his business to the next level? What challenge lie ahead to turn this opportunity into a lasting success? So let's welcome Willem Shikongo to the show. Willem, it's a pleasure to have you with us, and thanks for joining us on Unpacking the Day.
Good morning, Mr. Mike.
All right. So, you know, one thing I have to say at the beginning, I'm going to have a good time with you. But the other thing is that now that I know that you have money, I think I'm going to be your friend as well.
I don't need friends at the moment.
Seriously?
I'm focusing on building my business.
Oh my good Lord. So I thought, okay, this is my opportunity. So now, Willem, can you start maybe just telling us a bit about yourself and your journey as an entrepreneur or as an innovator? Can you just tell us a bit about yourself?
Okay, my name is Willem Shikongo.
Yeah.
I started this I've been an innovation since high school.
Mm-hmm.
My passion started off in high school where I was just eager, to create ideas, innovative ideas.
Mm.
So it started off when I joined the National Science Fair.
Uh-huh.
Is where I actually went until the final stage in Windhoek for the regional science fair event that happened, where I won third place.
Where were you from that time?
I was at the Tosha High School.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. So tell us a bit about how you started your business and before this funding. How did you start it? Your business and what is your business is all about?
Okay, when I started my business, I started off as an online shop.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I've been actually proposing to Vorman Brock. I had quite they actually liked my idea where if you know of 360 in South Africa, where you buy something on the app, on the customer app, then the order goes
to... Willem, just hold on. We will actually going to pay the bills and we'll come back to you.
When you choose UNAM,
you get credible accreditations.
You get internationally recognized qualifications.
You get a university with a growing reputation.
When you choose UNAM,
you get a head start on local jobs.
You become connected in a growing Namibia.
You stay in the best country in the world.
Because you already know. You love it here.
Open your mind to UNAM.
And UNAM will open the world to you.
UNAM is your university, Namibia.
Because the U in UNAM is you.
All right, welcome back. So, yeah, we were looking at how did you start your business? And, yeah, so you're just giving us what is your business all about and how did you start?
Okay, my business, I started off like, my business is more of IT and apps and system, creating apps and system.
Mm.
So for the past, last year, I started, one of my uncle registered my business for me.
Yeah.
So then I've been proposing, just sending proposal to companies, and until I got like, at that time I was actually staying in Ongwediva.
Yeah.
So I was always traveling for this meeting, you know, trying to secure some few deals, but then at the end of the day, things always went south.
Okay. So what were this proposal? When we said you were trying to write this proposal, what were this proposal you were trying to?
They were an online shop. It's like you get an online shop for a client and a delivery app for the drivers.
Okay.
So when I proposed that, you know, a company started like getting interested in my proposal. Like, we would come, like they were calling me like, no, come show us how it works and all that. But then at the end of the day, knowing that these companies were trying to go behind my back and show my idea.
So that has been also the case, isn't it?
Yes, it's what I've been going through with most of these Namibian retail companies. They've always been going behind my back, trying to steal my idea. But little did they not know, I protected actually everything I always write with Vipa.
Aha.
Yes.
So now, what inspired you to start your business in the first place? How did you come up with this kind of idea?
What actually inspired me is this, you know, I wanted to be, you know, like a boss of myself, like I wanted to be self-employed where I can create jobs for others, because I saw like how other people, like people that inspired me, like business people, like from Horsfontein.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the business from, what were they doing? What inspired you? What were they doing that has inspired you?
The man that inspired me most to start doing business is Van Dijk, the late Van Dijk, the petroleum.
Okay. So what specific that has inspired you about him? Yeah.
No, actually, I just look how he has built his business, his truck business from that time I was in Crossfontein to how it expanded to becoming so big.
Mm-hmm. Now, before receiving this funding, what were some of the biggest challenges you have faced?
Okay, the biggest challenges was getting off my business on the ground.
Yeah.
It was funding. Wherever I tried so many banks, it just collateral. Collateral was actually the biggest challenges that I was facing. Yeah. I had the best idea. People wanted it, but then the money was just, the funding was the biggest problem that actually holds me back.
Mm-hmm.
Until I started now proposing to this new deal that I have with NAMPOST.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So how did you first hear about the National Youth Development Fund?
Actually, I heard about the National Youth Fund when I was in the north.
Yeah.
Then I saw, this is an opportunity for me now. I used to pray a lot and I asked God, how will I get funding to just, you know, to become somebody in life, to pick off, like, I wanted that. I've been proposing this deal that I have, like, I told myself, you know, I put God first in my life. Whatever I prayed until, you know, I heard about the National Youth Fund, and I'm like, no, I'm going to give this a try.
Yeah. So now, what make your vision? Because it's one of that comes out of the selection. So what makes your vision stand out? What is the core idea behind your innovation?
My core of the project that I currently have that was selected.
Yeah.
We are creating an app called Pickup and Delivery for NAMPost.
Yeah. So just tell us a little bit more about that. Pickup and Delivery, how does that work? Yeah.
Okay, basically how I came up with this idea, I've been going to NAMPost and I've seen how people send out easy packs and, you know, there's always long lines. And then I came up with an idea that then I told myself, what if I can actually propose to NAMPost that what if we can integrate all these easy pack boxes in the on the app? We created like a pickup and delivery app where clients don't have to go to NAMPO's offices anymore. Mm-hmm. You just have to request, you buy the easy pack on the app, then it gets that easy pack, like what the client can actually go on the app, then you can request for an easy pack to be brought at your home, then you send in the details, you put in the details, then we actually even get it delivered at NAMPO's.
Mm-hmm.
The nice thing, you can actually track the delivery guy. The moment your request is through, you can track the delivery. You get notification and all the other features that is on the app.
Okay. Is the app specifically designed for NAMPost, or the app can be also used for any other institution, maybe that are in logistic or something?
Yeah, it can also be used by with other, like currently now we also like working with SMB where they, cause currently NAMPO does deliver cards for SMB.
Mm-hmm.
We are also trying to bring that actually on board, and also ambulance, cause normally now what I've seen with the ambulance in Namibia, they mostly just get a call, they don't have a navigation where exactly to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So somebody can just request for an ambulance on the app, then it will make easier for the driver to navigate on the app.
All right.
To the location.
So you think this is the way to go? In the near future?
Very much. The space is all, the world is moving to innovation.
All right. Yeah. Just describe to me the moment when you knew this opportunity could change everything for you. So when now the funding, when you get now, how was, when you hear that, what happened and how did you react? How did you started to think, you know?
When I heard that I was selected.
Yeah.
So I was excited because I struggled almost for 2 years looking for funding. I was overwhelmed. I actually, you know, I had so much faith that, you know, that I will actually come out amongst all those people.
Yeah. So you actually believed?
Yes, I actually believed. I had faith, and I used to pray like day and night, and you know, I really believe that I'm gonna make it, and I'm gonna bring out my innovation out there.
Yeah. Now, what does this funding mean for your business right now? What does it mean for your business?
This funding actually it's opening a lot of doors currently for me. I've seen a lot of companies coming on board.
Mm-hmm.
Like recently, I also got approved to travel to India for 2 weeks, where fully paid expenses by the Ministry of Education.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. Maybe not in detail, but how are you planning to use the funds to grow or improve your venture now? So,
okay. What actually we actually are planning to expand the app in all 14 regions.
Uh-huh.
Yes, what I'm focusing on my business now is creating jobs for youth.
All right. So when you say you to expand in all 14 regions, what is it not be able to be used in all 14 regions now, or how it works?
No, what actually we are planning to do?
Yeah,
we are planning to start off in Windhoek.
Yeah. Okay.
Then we expand to Erongo. Then we go to the northern side of Oshakati on Gwediva.
Mm.
Then Kavango. Then the rest of the regions.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
So, would you think this is the only door? What I'm trying to ask is, what door do you think now this funding will open for you? that were previously maybe closed, that you couldn't be able to, you know, to enter this door, but now getting this fund that open up that doors that has been previously closed.
Actually, I've been, okay, I saw doors opening, like, for example, a lot of clients, companies knocking on the door, like, they want to work with me.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So, was there anything unexpected about the, because most of what, and we have many people sometimes come on the show talking about the red tape and talk about, you know, the paperwork and all that. Was there anything unexpected about the application or the approval process? Anything at all?
Nothing.
So you didn't find it, you know, cumbersome or issues that make you think, oh man, this is too much, or these things I don't understand, like writing the business plan and all those kind of things. So
No. Actually, with the business plan, it was not easy.
Yeah.
It was not actually easy for me because, you know, I needed to find somebody actually, you know, to sit down, work on my financial projection, which is the most important thing that a lot of youth is failing out there. Okay, a lot of youth have a great business plan, but when it comes to the business plan, it's like a lot of, they are failing.
Yes. Go ahead.
Actually, you need somebody professional to write you a proper business plan with financial projection and cash flows. Those are the most important things.
Were you able to pay this person, or is just somebody who volunteered to help you?
I was referred by a guy, one of my friends from church. Actually, he referred me to a guy that has been in the industry for writing business plans for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Then I didn't hesitate. I actually had the money. Then I was like, no, I was like, what if I just do it myself? But then I just decided, oh, let me just sacrifice the last money I had. I actually ended up sacrificing the last money I had just to pay for that business plan.
Now, beside the money, now the funding that you got, do you think, in the young entrepreneur like yourself, do you need any other support for you to be successful?
I'm actually looking open opportunities that come my way, because now we are working on executing the pickup and delivery, where we are going to need more cars, where we have to label them, or e-bikes, you know, to do delivery. The aim is to deliver people's parcel immediately, like within 30 minutes or 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, but then besides, you know, because that probably required the money that you have, but as an individual, do you think you need any other support, maybe like training or mentorship? You are so young and you get into this business and it's actually booming. It could be just growing very fast. Do you think you need more other support than just money that you receive?
Yes, actually, I am planning to, you know, join up with NIFA.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Do you know about NIFA?
MISA.
NIFA.
NISA.
NIFA, like Namibian Academy Financial Institution.
Oh, okay, okay.
So,
why are you planning that? Why do you see that it's important to do?
It's very important for me because they actually been in empowering youth on how to grow their businesses and all that. I'm actually planning to take part in that just to grow more.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right. Now, I think there has been challenges, and you mentioned some of those challenges in your journey. But before I ask you my next questions, let's go quickly for a commercial break and we'll be back. All right.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
All right, welcome back. And I'm talking to Willem Shikongo. He is the CEO of the Willem Investment CC, and he's one of those one of the young entrepreneurs that actually fortunate enough for their application to be selected, being successful in the from the National Youth Development Fund. So now some young people give up easily, you know. So what keeps you motivated when things really get tough in your business?
Actually, I faced a lot of challenges, especially, you know, when you don't have both of your parents, and you don't have mostly some of my family are not that supportive, you know.
Is this the case with you, that you don't have both of your parents?
Yes, I don't have both of my parents.
And how old are you? I'm sorry to ask this just sidewise.
I'm turning 29 in next week.
Oh, okay. So I'm sorry to hear that. All right.
Okay.
But the question is really what keeps you motivated when sometimes things get tough in your business?
What actually kept me motivating? I'm a believer actually.
Mm-hmm.
So I just had so much faith, and I believe in God, like things are going to work out despite the challenges I had.
Mm-hmm.
Or I just kept on believing and trusting that things are going to work out for me.
All right. So, and now, how, since you mentioned this, how has your either your community or your family supported you along this journey? How has they been supportive? Did you have any family that has been supportive your journey? Yeah.
Yes, I had one of my cousins that has been very supportive from the start. He's the one that registered for me a business. He's the one that paid for my passport. He's been the one supporting me, like the taxi money, went to, you know, to go do all this.
Mm-hmm.
And few of my cousins actually always giving me like money to for taxi or like to print out documents, because I used to print out documents a lot, you know, trying as a young guy thinking out of the box.
Yeah.
On how like I've been not just sitting down, like I've been still working on approaching different companies, writing letters, day and day, just to see how I can work with other businesses.
Yeah, yeah. So how do you see your business actually impacting Namibia's community, Namibia's economy in the long run? How do you see it would impact our economy, Namibia's economy in the long run?
It will really make a difference in the Namibian economy. Number one, it will create more about a plus minus 300 jobs.
Yeah.
Mostly with the youth.
Mm-hmm.
And we are also planning to expand to inside like in other countries.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So you have all these big plans that you.
Yes. Actually, we had a meeting with NAMPO, so they said, if it works out very well, they can actually implement it in other SADC.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Wow, that sounds very good for you. Yeah.
Because Namibia will be the first country to have a courier app application.
Yeah.
A government courier application.
Wow. All right. That sounds good. So what advices would you give to other young Namibians who want to start maybe their own ventures as well, and having some doubt, you know, of themselves and things like that?
All I can motivate a lot of the youth is just to say they need to start thinking like out of the box. They need to sit down and they need to believe in themselves, not to lose hope. You know, the youth fund is there, the money is there. I just want to thank the Namibian government, the president, for keeping her promise.
Mm.
That he fulfilled what he said in his her mandate.
Yeah.
So a lot of youth actually are always like, no, why didn't come out of the National Youth Fund? No, you just need to believe and trust that, yes, you can start working on the application, like you can start working on that proposal, polishing it, you know, and, you know, it's basically, there's so much money allocated for the youth.
And have you faced any doubt or criticism along the way? And how did you really handle that? Because as there might have been people who really, as many youth that I see, there's always this some doubt and some criticism that people probably throw at you. And how did you handle that?
I used to have, like, the people that I used to be with at home, they always used to ask me, like, especially now that they saw that I came out, they always, like, my uncle that I stay with and my brother, they were always saying, "Why are you always going? You leave the house in the morning." Actually, there was even a time where my uncle was like, "No, I should leave the house because apparently I just leave the house early in the morning, then I come back in the evening."
And you have nothing to, you're not working, you're doing nothing at home, you understand?
Yes, and I used to tell him that I'm working on my business, I'm going out every day, trying to submit proposal and write documents. He's only actually believing me now that he saw that I came out.
Yeah, you see? And it pays off, you know? Yeah, definitely. Now, was there any moment where you, a moment where you really felt particularly proud of what you have achieved so far, for yourself, where you kind of like, wow, I did it, you know? Was there any moment where you felt that?
Yes, I really felt that, I really deserve it, because people that actually know me, like within the Ministry of Education, my cousin she was telling me she has never seen somebody like me that never gave up. You know, she saw me since last year when I used to come to Ventum, submitting proposal, writing documents, not giving up, even though I've been rejected, things are not turning out. I kept on believing and trusting that one day when I will get that open door.
All right, no, definitely. So how prepared do you feel now? How prepared do you feel to handle? Because there will be bigger responsibility now coming. So how prepared do you feel to handle the responsibility that come now with this level of support?
Yeah, it's like I already started working on the execution. I'm going to work my team. You know, I spend sleepless nights drawing up my plan, putting everything on paper, I'm just actually putting everything already in paper, like documents. When I travel to India, I have everything in the book that when I meet up with the developers, I can just tell them I need this and this and this.
Yeah.
It's like I already started writing on, description, everything.
Yeah. One thing I didn't ask you, who helped you to develop the app?
I'll be working with a company in India.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm going to spend two weeks.
Uh-huh.
Yes. I'm going to meet up with the developers there. They are going to see, like, when they design, they are actually going to develop the app, then I can mix my suggestions on the app.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
And what kind of a team or maybe partnership are you building now to help grow your business?
Come again?
What team? You said you're already writing, the team and the people that you want to have. What kind of a team or maybe even partnership are you building, to help grow now your business?
The team that I have is mostly just students.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
People that are graduate from NAST, UNAM. Those are the people mostly I'm working on. Then I have now NAMPOS on board that will support me with the logistic, the marketing, and also like when we launch this app, we're also going to have like an event where we are going to invite all these corporate businesses.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yes.
So any challenge you anticipate in the future and how are you planning to tackle them? That actually coming straight from your business plan. So, so you must have that risk management, you know, plan as well. So any challenge are you anticipating in the future, and also how you are planning to tackle them?
All I can say now is, the challenges will be not only for me, it will be also NAMPOS has my back actually with it.
Okay, that's good.
Mm. Yes. Because, like doing it on my own now was a bit challenging. Then NAMPOS was like, no, we are actually limiting you from, you know, taking up all this risk of cars, logistic, if anything happens to the car, I wasn't able to be repaired because I'm just stuck now. Actually, having NAMPOS as my, on my back is actually a blessing.
Well, that sounds good. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, I'm now, this question is really, because sometimes people don't realize that your own personality, your personal quality is very important in how you run your business. So what personal qualities do you think have helped you succeed so far?
My personal, I would say I always put that in everything I do. Before everything I do, I always put that first in my life and in my business.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's your belief in God. That's actually what you would consider the best personal quality that actually make you succeed.
Yes, everything I do it according to God's will, not my will.
Yeah. All right. Yes. Now, let's say for example, looking 5 years down the line now. So, yes. where do you envision your business being?
Looking 5 years, we are looking. I'm looking at my vision expanding to all 14 regions, where we are going to have different offices where a lot of youth will be employed. Mm. They will be tasked with different jobs that they will do.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. And probably looking back, you know, when you look back, what would you do differently? Kind of like I'm looking back at how I started. This is just to help those who are listening to you and maybe also can learn something from you. What is that? What would you do differently if you could start over again today?
If I could start over again.
To where, you know, where this process, is there anything that you're looking back and said, well, I could have done it differently?
At this moment, I would say I would not have done anything differently because I did everything I could.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So, and finally, Velen, how do you want your story to inspire other young Namibians listening to you right now? How do you want your story to inspire others?
My story, if I go very deep, is very deep. My journey, there was a point in my life where I was also homeless. I grew up where I never saw my dad. My mom passed away when I was like 9. As a young guy, I lived alone by the age of 10 in my mother's house. So I personally believe God has been with me my whole journey because I've been out mostly a lot by most total strangers.
Yeah.
So my journey has not been really easy as a young orphan boy. But I just kept on believing, and that has been in my journey for the past years until now.
Yeah.
So I feel like.
Yes, go on.
I feel like my story one day will actually, you know, impact a lot of people from the start, how I grew up to where I am, like how I'm going to grow my business. I'm actually even planning to write a book about my journey. There's not really been an easy journey.
Okay. No, that's very good. Yeah, that's very good. Yeah. So any last message that you want to, any things that maybe I haven't touched on or haven't asked you that you want to say to our listeners who are listening to you right now? Yeah.
All I can say, number one, I would like to thank the Ministry of Education for know, sponsoring my journey to India.
Yeah.
I also like to thank the Namibian government for this opportunity, you know, unlocking doors for us, like giving us access to funding.
Yeah.
And also, I would also encourage the youth not to give up, to start working on those business plans, you know, polishing, getting fresh idea.
Mm.
I've seen a lot of people are just, a lot of youth are not thinking out of the box. They just doing business, simple business. I want youth to think out of the box. There are so many creative ideas that we can start that can impact a lot of Namibians' youth and create job opportunity and also help the government halfway.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
All right. I like your point where you are encouraging youth actually to think out of the box. So, and Willem, that has been absolutely inspiring and frankly, essential conversation. Thank you for sharing your journey, your insight, your vision with us and with our listeners today on Unpacking the Rage. So your stories and the support you have received, I think it offers a powerful beacon of hope and practical roadmap for so many other aspiring young entrepreneurs across Namibia. So it's been a true pleasure and honor to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
Okay. Have a good day.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right. There you have it. So that was Willem Shikongo, the CEO of the Willem Investment CC. Well, you have heard it from the horse mouth, and now it's your time. So what do you think? What is your reaction? So our telephone number is 08333-66091, 08333-66091. If you want to have your reaction, your comment, your opinion on some of the things maybe he has highlighted. Good morning to you. This is Unpacking the Days. So we will be back.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye. The eye.
So welcome back. And today is a Wednesday. Today is Wednesday. And the villager, today's edition of the Villager is out already. If you subscribe to the Villager, definitely you must have already received your digital copy of the Villager. So, and if you haven't yet, make sure that you subscribe to the Villager, or what you need to do is actually just send, simply just sending a WhatsApp message with your name and email to 081-241-44, and the Villager normally is published on every Monday and Wednesday and Friday. So make sure that you subscribe. Very good morning to you. Welcome to Unpacking the Day. Good morning.
Yes, morning.
Good morning. Can you speak up a little bit?
Oh, can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Yes.
Yeah. I want to be assisted.
Yeah, how can we assist you?
So I want to hear if this number has been given for the CPFM.
No, this is Eagle FM. This is not CPFM.
Oh, Eagle FM. No, no, no.
All right. Okay, all right.
Well, this is a different house. You are in the wrong house, my dear friend. All right, so 08333-66091, that is Eagle FM, not Shippy FM, all right? So, okay, so what is your saying? What is your reactions on our conversation with Mr. Vellum Shikongo? Shikongo, Shilongo? Shikongo? Was it? Yes, Vellum Shikongo. All right, so, yeah, the usual issues that I think the National Youth Development Fund really it tried to address the issues that that are really prominent within our country when it's come to youth to many youth entrepreneurs in our country and innovators. So, as you mentioned, collateral has been an issue. Funding has been an issue. Let's get to the caller quickly.
A very good morning to you.
Yes, good morning, Mike.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, good.
Yeah. Welcome.
Yeah, congratulations for... I'm congratulating the panel. Not Vellum, but the panel. because they look at it. That is everywhere they think. But the good thing is that you give a chance to Vellum.
Yeah.
Yeah. To improve it in Namibia.
Mm.
Yeah. There is a lot of challenge that
you foresee.
Yeah, first is whether they can setting up a logistic, store.
Mm.
And the second, whether they can partner up with the pickup. Because we have a lot of young people that is owning the...
Yeah, talk about the logistic stores that you're referring to. What do you mean?
It's a place where they can store those things because they are not going to one direction. They are going to different destinations.
Oh, okay.
So if you are in Otapi, for example, you have some that are going to Congo, you have some that are going to Rutred.
Mm-hmm.
So all of those, not only to say we are including Nampos, because what is making the hard thing for those areas like in the north.
Yeah,
we have a lot of places that they were wanted to sending their things or starting doing business with that, mm-hmm. such as a company.
Yeah,
because if you have your Mahuku, for example, you want to sell it in Rutred.
Yeah,
you can using the app and reaching your destination.
Yeah.
Or your market. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, that's what they need to include other. Taxi drivers, maybe, or Yango, maybe you can come first before you do the proposal, as you're talking about you want to empower others.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think you must start first into advertising that, because if Yango come in, he will not escape. You must know that it's not his company.
Yeah.
Mm. It will be a public company soon, because he's already joining up with those companies, the best use. The first who come up with the best proposal will winning the tender.
Yeah, yeah.
So those are the challenges that I'm seeing in the north, where there is a lot of big market.
Mm.
Yeah, Windu, I mean, Erongo, Swakop, what you're talking about, it is easy to setting up even one house or can using those Nampos houses.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the other thing that on the app.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can see that there is really huge possibility with that, you know, with such a innovation. Yeah.
No. It's a good one. I saw it a lot of them. Yeah. They were making millions of dollars at COVID time.
Yeah.
They are using even bicycles because of the big city.
Yeah.
Because as I say, the challenge is just a transport to pick. Remember, I cannot sign up with you to picking just 3 boxes a day.
Exactly.
I need also to making money. So yeah. That's why I want him to include in the tax industry so that he cannot give a challenge of saying, no, you sign up with me, you have to give me 14,000 a month.
Yeah, exactly.
And while my thing, people are still using those buses and what. So those are the things that we need him to look at. And on the look of things, he's a good boy because I see that he likes to listen more.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing. Whether he listen to God or whether he listen to us,
yeah,
it's also part of the business.
Mm.
It's a very good thing. I know app is something that you can, especially in Namibia, as I said in the panel, they do good.
Yeah, you
can get an example from other apps in the world.
And he's so actually going to the right places, to India.
India, I have about, every year they are graduated about 1.4 million people.
Yeah.
That are joining the tech industry.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good day for the as I said, the app itself is not a challengeable. The challengeable is the ground, how to keep it moving.
Yeah, and I think we have to commend the government for now integrating. You see this kind of an integrated approach where now you have the Minister of Education have seen that, okay, we will come in to actually help you, develop this, and we will fund you a whole, your whole trip and your whole, which is actually a very, very good thing to see,
Yes. That's what I'm saying. I like the way the panel did it.
Because
it looked like this is everywhere. Mm. This is young already. This is Nampo's thing. This is everybody's thing.
Yeah.
But they give a chance in Tuvalu. I really like that.
Yeah.
And this is what is improving China. Because they were not looking out of China. They're looking in China. Whether this service can be satisfying the domestic market.
Mm, mm.
So those are the good things that I like, and I'm appreciated for what he did. I'm appreciated for the panel. Mm. They must always look at whether we have that service in the country.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Not just to reject it because Pick and Pay, ShopRite having it.
Yeah.
No. You have to look at who is.
You have to look at the innovation and the idea and say, this is actually an idea that actually can make a difference in the country. It's not just it's who and who, but it's actually the idea itself and the magnitude of that idea and the economic magnitude of that idea.
It's a very, very good news to me. I got one yesterday from the farmer guy.
Yeah.
And today I got one from Velem. I really like the idea because for us into standing on our own, it's when we're transforming those FDI services into our Namibians.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is what it can work in for us.
Yeah, no,
because we have to compete with you. We have to compete with them. We have to equip with these Namibians who wanting to do the same.
Yeah.
That is very, really, let me hear from others.
No, thanks so much.
I really appreciated that. I just wanted them to think about the transport. How do they, who are they going to sign up? Because don't look at Nampos. Nampos people, they don't pick.
Yeah,
they have only 2 or 3 cars in one town, like in Windhoek, they have 3 or 4.
Yeah.
So that's why you see those Formula and others, they are also doing good because of Nampos doesn't have matching cars.
Right.
But if you sign up with those taxes, you will make it.
All right.
Because from Wondobe to Wondangwa. There's
that coming up quickly. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. No, thank you. Yeah.
Great, man. Yeah.
All right. After this.
The International University of Management, IUM, is excited to announce that applications for the 2026 academic year are now open. Explore a wide range of qualifications across our dynamic faculties and schools. Faculty of Environmental Management and Sustainability Sciences, Faculty of Health Sciences, Faculty of Information and Communication Technology, Faculty of Strategic Management and Business Administration, School of Primary Education, School of Secondary and Postgraduate Education, Postgraduate Studies, and the Graduate School of Business. Whether you are in Windhoek, Kurunkuru, Enana, Ongwediva, or Walvis Bay, your future starts at IUM. For more information, visit www.ium.edu.na or call us at 061-433-6000. Go ahead, make the right choice, and step into your future with IUM, a Namibian university dedicated to its people's future.
Well, no. The application is open for IUM. Just do that.
Igor FM, welcome to Unpacking the Day.
Yes, Dr. Mike.
Good morning.
This is the thing which we've been talking about the whole year.
Exactly.
Congratulations to Williams, Congo.
Yeah, and the rest of others as well who have
who made it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I was trying to get as many as possible, and I couldn't get their numbers.
No, it's okay. But yeah. At least we have the thing is with Congo's narrating when he's talking about even the business plan.
Yeah.
You have to pay somebody. This is a thing which I'm always talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
I think just imagine a person who's having a good idea living somewhere in Kangoro.
Yeah.
And doesn't have a legitimate business yet. And they will give him what? 2 weeks to do that.
Yeah, as he said, it's his his uncle who actually helped him to establish the business. You know, imagine now, as you said, if you live in that rural, you probably have no idea where even to start. But you have brilliant ideas. You have,
Idea, my friend.
That would make a change in Namibia.
In our society.
Mm.
Look at Willem, what he does.
Yeah.
Now, you know how many people are going to get improvement of that.
Yeah, so.
And the way he's thinking of outside, even that to going to, maybe the whole side deck is going to cover it. Yeah. My friend is creating a lot of improvements.
Yeah.
Just imagine for logistics, when you are talking about logistics, you are involving a lot of things. You are talking about even like insurance. People are going to get job insurance.
Yeah.
To cover those, maybe those, if it's something went missing or something.
Mm.
And now some youth are going to be involved in insurance, some in your logistic packaging. Yeah, there are so many.
Yeah.
You are talking about transport alone, even.
Yeah.
And there is a thing which always I'm saying, no, our government, why we are failing is that they don't trust us.
Mm.
That's the problem. And they trust individual. Just imagine we are giving individual like tenders, 400 million alone, one person.
Yeah.
But what about if you include like maybe 10 people?
Yeah, someone was saying that yesterday. Was it yesterday or day before yesterday? Look, you can give I think we're talking about the FDI or something like that.
Was it
Monday or something like that? Exactly, someone saying exactly what your point.
Yeah, because now, even though we are celebrating Willem achievement.
Yeah.
We're still having a lot of questions that have been ahead.
Yeah,
like, 15,000 people apply. Only 42 or 45 come out.
42.
Yeah. What, where's the rest of money? And what are we going to do with the rest of the people who apply?
Yeah. But they said, the Prime Minister said, this is not, this is just the beginning. And the evaluations or selection would still continue. They don't actually then, one thing that they haven't said is not to say it won't happen in this financial year. Yeah, so, but
the money is already released. You know, Mike, for me, the money is already make it available.
Yeah.
And now?
But one thing, the other way that we can look at it, you can also look at it.
Yeah.
I think I get a time actually to think about this. And initially, I kind of like also reacted and said, wow. Only 42? Or what? Yeah. That's that. You remember when we discussed it here. But then I have also to think and say, if you are not, let's say for example, you're not really, this is something that you're doing for the first time. Would you go out and do which you're not so sure, which is involve a lot of things. Like now, as I said, the ministers, they are now actually supporting this one to go and that. If you have a 1,000 company, are you able really to go and support them in the way that they needed to be supported? Looking at a different way as also.
Okay.
I rather start with a few that I can manage, and then when I develop maybe the competency of managing that, then I can I can increase the number. The way you're looking at it also from the other side.
It's very understandable. It's very understandable for you because it's a rollout.
It's the first time it's to be done. Yeah. Mm.
But the thing is that when you look at the number, at least it's not supposed to be, maybe at least even 200.
Yeah, no, definitely. No, definitely.
Yeah, but 42.
Yeah. Mm,
for me, 250 available. 200,000 for if your business becomes success. I mean, in between 60 or 50. 60 to 200,000.
Yeah.
For me, 200,000 to make sense.
Mm.
I mean, to 200 people.
Yeah.
But for me, I heard even that some even individual they are getting one point something million.
Yeah.
But it was just made that they are where they put it on advertisement. There's only from 60,000 to 200,000. Why should individual person have to get 60? And the problem for me is that the list maybe is the best list, but it's not available in the media.
Yeah.
Which some of us we want to see. Like a Velum, we can see that this is a brand idea.
Mm.
And you can see that really if they put it in work, it's going to take a lot of youth out of Wall Street to work for the company of Velum.
Mm.
But again, on top of that, for mentorship, Velum, you need yourself to be mentorship. I know that the Minister of Education involved, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
And there must be a player also which are already involved to mentor Velum.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm sure if they what they need to do, not only Velum, but to all of them do success.
Exactly. So
there must be a mentorship.
And that's my that's for me like a conversion. I converted a little bit in a way. Not somebody that converted. I just look at it and said, okay. Because one of my issue is sustainability. If you have these 42 and in the long run they are sustainable, they grow. You know, you mentor them, you take care of them in the way that they become really successful businesses. I would go with that rather than having a 200 and out of 200 later 100 of them
they are not doing well.
They are not because you couldn't be able to take care of them. You couldn't be able to support them. You know, it just end up nowhere, you know? So for me, I would say, yes, if that's the idea, if this is the way forward, I would go with that. But I still want that actually to fast pace. You know, to see that as we go on, we become competent, we know how to run it, at least we must see an increase in the number of uptake. Yeah.
Yeah, but for me, I'm really happy that at least somebody come up with a good idea to invest in youth.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah. Because my friend, look here, people are having idea like Mbelema, there are a lot.
Yeah, I mean, but you can see how many people that showed up that actually applied.
Exactly.
That tells you the demand. Eh?
I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's
and the problem is the youth are having a problem to solve their unemployment.
Yeah.
But the problem is that the government are not injecting anything in them. At least now they've done something, but they must just continue. It must not end there.
Yeah, it's a beginning, and we have to be to scrutinize it. And scrutinizing is not only, and this is where the people need to understand. Scrutinizing is that we're looking at it, and also we're kind of also looking at what could be the challenges or what could be the way we need to go. Like the previous caller comes and talks, okay, this guy, this is what he need to do to improve what he's doing. Maybe this is what he need to look at. Those, and if he's listening, he would say, maybe I didn't thought about that. Well,
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see how that could happen.
It's all about selling ideas because, you know, I go to idea and not to know, okay?
What's your notion?
That's if you check the series, yeah, in my logistics,
yeah.
It will be easy because now you are having a guy who's doing like a central, let me say in commerce.
Yeah.
You are having like a lot of people who are having motorbike. Mm-hmm. And they're able to take it to, and they have a registered bus, yeah, who can take his things to even Oshikango, Olundu, wherever.
Mm.
Those guys are just going to channel it there, and that thing is going to reach within even 24 hours.
Yeah, definitely.
It doesn't need any more. And even, you can think of even like an airplane which is going all, every time to Ondangwa.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's a really bright idea, really.
Yeah, no, definitely. Mm.
Yeah, for he just needs the support.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks for coming through.
All right, then.
Okay.
08333 66091. What is your reaction? What is your contribution? What is your comment? What do you think? Maybe let me also, while you are coming through, let me give you also, let me probably also give you the background or context, if you like. You know, so that you understand where we're coming from. Where are we coming from with this, with NIDP, with NYDF, you know, with National Youth Development Fund, with this fund. So it was recently launched, definitely, in September, by the Prime Minister, Elia Ngurahe, or Elijah, if you want to be an English. It was done in Gobabis, actually. It was in Gobabis, yeah. And this is the first fund, as Mandume said, this is the first fund in Namibia dedicated solely to supporting young entrepreneurs financially and with know-how, with the know-how they need. So this is a fund that, you know, actually supporting them, you know, financially and also in terms of, like, now we have Velem is going to India for 2 weeks. That it giving them the know-how they need. So I think that's really something asset we should be commenting about. So we are talking about a significant sum of money, really, $500 million. So because with a good chunk already set aside for this financial year, about 257 for this year. So whether that now going to be used within this whole money going to be used within this financial year is something we still have to see. But it's still a chunk of money. For now, for this first whatever, this first rollout is just about 14 million that we're going to use. So, and the idea is to tackle those stubborn issues, I call them stubborn issues, that hold young people back from truly participating in our economy. And today we have a story that tells you, that tells us about. There's one thing I wanted to mention as I was talking to Mandume, is that the personal struggle, something that Velem didn't surrender to. You know, someone who has no parents, you know, and you have, if you listen to him, what he went through, he never gave up. You know, I think that's also a character that we need in our youth. You know, for us to succeed, we need to have those kind of character, those kind of personality, those kind of quality of never give up. You know, it's the only way that you'll be able to, you know, to move ahead. And to move ahead, you know. So I think it's one thing that I just wanted to put it in there. Now, coming back to the fund. So the fund didn't just come out of thin air. It's not just something, woo, now we have a fund. No. I think the government tied it to our national bigger goals. So the government actually tied this to our national bigger goal. So please, you're most welcome to come through. I'm just kind of give you a little bit a bigger background to the fund, but you're most welcome to get, if you want to come through and have your comment on the discussion that we have the interview that I have with Valem, one of the successful applicants, and he was very, very, very good, articulative on what, on how this fund would become a stepping stone for improving his business. So yeah, but now I'm just give you the broader understanding of what the business, what the fund is all about, and just to give you a context, and those maybe you're not too familiar with it in details. So since we have been an interview on that, just give you a little bit of a background to it. So as I said, so you also have to understand that the fund is actually tied to nation bigger goal. So, which is actually creating jobs, reducing poverty, and building a really strong, sustainable economy. So, it's within, it's one tool. You have to look at it that it's not the only tool. And sometimes we see this as an opportunity and we kind of like, okay, why don't we do more? It's one tool. Okay. We have to understand that it's one tool. That the government is actually, it's one vehicle that the government is trying to solve the whole question of job creation, creating jobs and reducing poverty. So, and we have to understand it in that way. So, and what it does, it looks specifically for youth-led project, that can grow. So that's why we see what you can see, and anyone who comes says this is actually an idea that can grow. That's actually an innovative, that ideas led at youth led projects that can grow, that are innovative, that, and the most important things that align with what Namibia needs. I think that's a very important thing to understand. So, and this is also a message to you as a youth out there. That your innovative idea should align with what Namibia needs. So if you have a business that's really far away from what we need, how are you going to sustain that business? And probably that's why, could be also the reason why it doesn't stand out, it doesn't come out. So it could be a very good proposal, but if it doesn't align with what Namibia needs, that could be a problem. So, and what, think of agriculture. That's why we have so many of also, which is actually when you look at the one that have been successful, look at that and learn something. Okay. Look at the list that actually came out. So there's a lot of agriculture. There's a lot of renewable energy. There's a lot of technology. So when you look at those lists, you can see and that, you know, it tells you something. As I said, I love data. That's why I always tell people that I love information like that. You can, this list, it's also telling you something. And if you are a youth, so what you can also read out of this, what you can deduce from this is that, how do I align my proposal? Okay? How do I align my proposal looking at what has been selected? So that's actually an indicator of the direction that you should be taking. So, you should be really, really, you know, this should be enough information for you to see how you should actually, your application should be able to align with what Namibians need at this point in time. Agriculture, renewable energy, technology. There are some mining. Yeah, there are also some mining. So, but the other thing is also interesting from what we have learned. It's not actually just giving money. It's not just about giving money. It's about nurturing. And that's a very good, and I think that's one thing I'm appreciating, this approach. And we need to see how it goes. Okay. Is nurturing a whole system where young entrepreneurs can thrive. You are not thrown just in a deep end. Okay, here is the money. Go. See how you're going to succeed. They are nurturing, you know, they are nurturing the whole system. So where our young people, our young entrepreneurs can thrive, as we said. So it's a start, and we're looking at how is the start. And as I said, here we normally, you know, say things as they are. So, and we also have seen some contribution, and I think there has been some contribution from big players like NABRI, the Development Bank of Namibia as well, and also international bodies. There has been also some international bodies that came in, the like of African Development Bank. So also lent some support as well. So, yeah, it's all good that you have also other support that are coming from outside the government itself.
Good morning. Welcome to Unpacking Today.
Yeah, Mike, I can see. Yeah, listen, the panel, they must not look, they must not expecting people to bring up new idea in the market.
Yeah.
No. That is not too easy to come up with. They must look at who is contributed to GDP, because once you are owning our own app like that one,
yeah,
then to owning Yango, which one is contributed more to GDP?
Yeah.
It's the one that is owning by Namibians, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, so they should look at to those 15,000, whether there is a copy and paste from other countries. We don't have a problem with that. No matter you copy it from wherever you copy,
yeah,
as long as we are owning it,
yeah,
as a Namibian.
And it's addressing our needs. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's addressing our needs. That is what I was giving example of ShopRite.
Yeah.
You don't need to judge a person and say, no, ShopRite is all doing the same.
Mm.
ShopRite is not Namibian. It's not contributing much.
Yeah.
Because the innovation are not here.
Exactly.
They are in South Africa.
Mm.
Yeah. So those are even the investors, they are not here. They are in South Africa.
Mm.
So we need Namibian to invest in our Namibian product. So I think they need to go back to those proposals,
yeah,
and look at the one that is a copying and paste. We don't want you to tell us that we need a new idea. No. Some of these, how can I have a new idea to country like Namibia if I know these ideas are failing everywhere in the world?
Yeah.
So I need to go with the one that is a surviving in the formal market.
But new ideas in terms of maybe what I'm saying is that I'm not following well. New ideas in terms of, like, this is an idea that is working somewhere. It shouldn't be that we can also adopt that. It's not a new idea that is not created out of nothing, but it's also an idea that is actually working somewhere, and we would like to maybe tailor that into our need.
Yes,
yeah.
That's why I end up congratulating the panel to not look at that, how many apps are there in the world.
Oh, yeah.
But they are just look at what is available and bringing to their attention.
Yeah.
And then they go for the opportunity of funding it and see if it can work.
Yeah.
Right? So those are the type of things that I want you to see. Because if you go back into those, even to the investors, if they want those proposals that is there, they can access to it.
Yeah.
And look at what they are. What do I need to fund here?
Exactly. Yeah.
So those are the things that I'm saying. The GDPs need to be considered more than to just say, I'm funding this, that will not be materialized. But once it materialized, it contributed to what? To the GDP. That is what I'm talking about. That is what I'm even giving access to the investors, that the submission or the people who are doing proposal don't give up to say, because the development, youth development fund didn't give you the fund.
Yeah.
You cannot go to Capricorn Group.
Yeah.
To Capricorn Group and look at it if it can survive.
Exactly.
So I think, I think those is needed. And I can help as I'm giving the ideas that, no, there's not only one, maybe that panel is it's a different one.
Mm,
but exactly. On the bank, if you are putting more energy, you know that I'm putting energy. I'm even better than Velem on the look of the interview of Velem.
Yeah.
But because Velem is his product was needed by the market or by the Namibians, he end up come out.
Yeah.
Why I can't visit another financial institute?
Mm.
So those are the type of things that I'm not giving the youth to false hope to say the copy of your proposal must throw it on the bin. No.
Yeah.
Throw it somewhere else where you can see. And even now.
Yeah. But the other thing also, you have to be convinced, which is something he mentioned, is that he believed that it's going to come out because you believe. Yeah. You believe because you kind of see that this is something, first of all, as it aligned with what Namibians need.
Mm.
And because when you throw yours in the bin, it's because you kind of like, you're betting on people to like it, but not, you don't see that this is something I need to fight for it, no matter what. If it doesn't come through the National Youth Development Fund, as you say, it's gonna come.
Okay.
It's gonna come through the Capricorn or whatever, you know, other financial institutions. So, don't give up. So that's the message. All right. So, and that's also what Velen asks. Don't give up. Yeah. Don't give up. So it sounds like John Cena now. All right. Yeah. So, yeah. So, what I'm trying to do, just give you a little bit of a background and the nitty gritty of this National Youth Fund, to give you a context of the interview that we have. Yeah, we lost him. So you most welcome if you want to come back and finish your point. But you're welcome to come through and have your say as well. So, yeah, I was saying we see a kind of like a collective effort of many institutions, which is actually a good thing. And if that continues, we will see that entrepreneurs that have these ideas, that has been selected, have a chance actually to thrive. So, yeah, let's also look at some nitty gritty. You know, how does this fund actually work? You know, how does it work? The fund actually offers a flexible way to get funding. Okay. Remember what Velem was saying, collateral is one of the issues that he have, in accessing fund. So this is actually, it's a flexible way of to get a funding designed to be accessible. That's the main thing. It was designed so that it's accessible to many young people. So one of the most talked about features is that you don't need collateral. All right. You don't need collateral for this loan. And that's huge. That absolutely huge. For young people who often don't, young people don't have much yet. Yeah. Where do they get it? And sometimes it's just so, how would I say? It's just so strange. Even when it comes to financial institutions, knowing that young people don't have much yet. And I think that actually removes that major challenge for many, 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 many young people. So this is one of the most talked about features in this one, is that you don't need collateral for the loan. So, and the interest rates, the interest rates are also kept deliberately. And I'm always using the word. It's kept deliberately low, for new, businesses. And the brand new, it's look at now different ways. There are different ways looking at this. It's not just, one size fit all. What is the saying? One size fit all? One size fit all. Is that kind of like, okay, whatever it is. Now, it's like this, in terms of the interest rate, is that for a brand new business, very brand new. It just maybe for the like for the how much is of vellum? Let me see quickly. Vellum, where are you? You are in Commerce. Where is Commerce? How much did you get? He doesn't want to be my friend, actually, because he told me straight that he doesn't want to be. So vellum got about 400,000. Okay? He got actually about 400,000. And because of that, he doesn't want to be my friend at all. Thank you very much, Verno. I'm in vellum, and for refusing my friendship. All right. Now, for the brand new business, it's just about 2%, 2% on loan between now. This is between now. He's above that. On loan between now, 60,000 to 200,000. So the interest rate is about 2%. Yeah. And this is where he falls now. If your business is already growing, you have a little bit of a business and it's growing, and the rate actually goes up slightly to 3% for a loan between 200. Now he fall in this one, 200 and 1 million. All right. So if it's between 200 and 1 million, the rate goes up slightly. And for those looking to expand significantly, it is 4% for loans over 1 million. Now there's over 1 million. It's about 4%. So, and plus, there's a welcome, a welcome reprieval, a grace period of up to 12 months, you know, before you even have to start repaying. And I think this gives a new ventures a chance, to get on their feet. You have about 12 months. Come on. That's really, 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 really good. And also, for the really small ideas, those under 60,000, there is a grant option. There is also a grant option, and this means you don't have to pay it back. So there is a grant option there that you don't have to pay it back. I don't know whether it applies to everything, to all, but there is, when it's a small idea, and they under 60%, I mean, not 60%, 60,000, there's also a grant option as well there. All right. So, yeah. And who can apply? So maybe let's look also who can apply. Well, of course, you have to be a Namibian citizen, between age of 18 and, what was the complaint? Between 18 and 35, yeah. Between the age of 18 and 35, that's why we have 35 years old. That's why we have people who said, we have been waiting and we are now 40 and we also are unemployed. What happened to us? You know, which was a legitimate, complaint. So what are requirements to apply? Well, the usual things, the usual requirement, your ID, your bank statement, I think, and your solid business plan. So Vellum actually took it to a professional, someone who had been in the sector, in the business for a while. You know, you have to use money to get money. That's just the way life is. Yeah. So you have to put in to get something out of it. So it, as much as we know that, yes, you are youth, you have no resources, somewhere, somehow that you cannot avoid, you know, for you have to have your work done properly, and to stand a chance. Nobody will look at, oh, okay, see, this one is from, Okashike, Okamfi, Tukashikeshike. We will have pity on you because you, no, they won't. Those who are doing the valuation just look, well, this is a great, you know, this is a great idea. It's well put. We understand the financial projections are clear. If you don't do that, the chances are very low, no matter whether you're coming from a disadvantaged background. So we just somehow, that's just what life is, seriously. So, yeah. So, and the actual processing seem to be happening through different channels. You have the DBN, Developing Bank of Namibia, for the general project. And then you have Agribank for the farming. And you have EIF, the EIF for eco-friendly ideas. And NAMPUST also coming into a creation for, I think, for a wider reach, you know, places where this, others are not be able to reach. I think that's the whole idea. So, and this structure is aiming to support business at different stages, you know. So it's actually designed to be inclusive. So, yeah, which is actually a very good idea. So, as I said, you're most welcome to come through. If you are listening to our interview earlier with Velem, one of the successful applicants of the National Youth Development Fund, talking about how this is a step to improve his business and what actually in the door this has opened already. And so, yeah, that could be you next. And I'm just giving you a little bit of background, what is the fund is all about, and what are the requirements, and what are the, yeah. So just a little bit for you to, if you haven't got a time actually to go to dig deeper into it. While we are on that topic, so let me just said, let me just dig a bit deeper into this. So, and let's also look at the whole idea of the pilot phase, all right? The pilot phase, just a short period from August to early September this year, and you saw an incredible over 11,000 application already. And that number, think about that. That number is an illustration as we're talking to Manduma. I think it's an illustration of how desperately young Namibians need this kind of support. It just shows desperation that, yeah, you can, there's no way. It's telling, you know, the sheer volume tells us that the need is quite immense. It's quite huge. And that should say something. It should send an alarm, not only to the government, but to everyone in the country. It shows that there is a need of this kind of support. And maybe we have to think, even now the financial institution have to look at this and said, we need to change our priority. This is where the need is. You can't ignore that. You cannot just ignore that. So, yeah, as I said, the sheer volume just tells us that the need is quite huge. It's quite immense. Omaheke region alone, where the fund was actually launched, so had nearly about 400. Where is that? But Mike, don't lie on air. Yeah, has nearly about 400,000 applications. So this application were selected through the DBN, Agribank, and the EIF. So, and each of these are handling different batches. It's not batches. They are handling different batches. So, well, the process apparently, we can only say what we hear and what we read and what we are told. It's apparently emphasized. It's emphasizing transparency, with also young people apparently involved in monitoring and evaluation, you know. So it's emphasizing their transparency. So, and the Prime Minister Ngurala himself has been clear, very, 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 very clear. This is not a freebie. So for anyone, you know, this is not a freebie. This is not a government giving out manna, you know, in the desert. This is not manna in the desert, my friend. This is not a freebie. This is a tool. As I said earlier on, this is a tool to build sustainable business, you know, and he warns against misuse. He said, look, you know, because it also gives a wrong precedence to the one. Normally there are people who screw up things for others, you know, for not being able to do what, you know, they need to do. So then the whole thing now become in jeopardy. There might have been some other players that they wanted to support this, and they see, look how it's, they are not doing well. This is not being run well. This is not being, you know, those are a very important aspect. It's not just the money that is given out, but it's a whole, you know, ecosystem. You know, how do you manage that? And I think the government is going the right way. I'm not the kind of person that feel that you need to rush it. First of all, grow that competence. I want you to grow. I want the government to know how to roll out and to grow that competence in managing this. Yeah. And then now you can be able to say, yeah, we have done this 2-3 years now. We know how to do it. It becomes something that is, you know, in our blood. Yeah. So, and then you can increase. You know, as you go on, then you start to increase and increase and increase. And as long as I said, this business innovations and are sustainable. It's not just something where in 2-3 years you is nowhere to the what the vellum investment ceases nowhere to be heard. You know, yeah. So hopefully, we will, in 2-3 years, we'll be able to call him again and said, or not maybe, even next year, some other sometime and said, hey, where are you? How is the business going? All right? So even if he decided he not want to be my friend, okay, because of money. Gosh. So now, now the big disappointment though, which is actually, so which also Mandume mentioned, was how many actually got there. How many got the green light? Okay. So at the launch event, it's only about 42 projects were announced as the first recipient. Disappointing. Receiving roughly about 14.7 million. Yes, disappointing. But well, it's a beginning. As I said, I am looking at it differently now. At the beginning, I was also, what? Really? No way. Yeah. So these are expected to create over 300 job across the various exciting sectors. As I said, when I look at this, we have farming, we have clean energy, we have fashion. There are also fashion here. We have technology, we have tourism, just going through. We have mining as well. There's also a little bit of mining, you see? So across that now, across that sector, the projection is actually about 300 job should be created over this batch. So why would I always say bunch? There's a difference between a batch and a bunch, all right? So if you do some math, when you look at that, you know, the reason why the disappointment was that if you do some math, 42 successful projects out of over 11,000 applicants, which if you do some math, which I wasn't too good, I wasn't bad, but I wasn't too good, in math really. That's less than 0.4%, you know, this low approval rate has understandably, you know, raised eyebrows and also sparked some debate in some quarters, because it looks as well, that's too little, that's too few. So, yeah. And, well, as long as I said, is this a sign of, when you're looking at it, is this a sign of a cautious, quality focused selection process? I'm just thinking, yeah, so hopefully that's the case. Is this being cautious and really quality focus selection a kind of process? Or is it a signal? Could be also It could be a signal of potential administrative bottleneck as well, you know, where they just realized that they weren't ready, you know. So it could be the other side as well, where they realized they couldn't be ready, they haven't been ready. But then I would still look at it in a positive way to say, look, if that's what they realize, it's better you take few so that you don't make a bigger mistakes by selecting so many. Whatever you're looking at it, still actually, you know, I think going in the right direction. So you're welcome to come through. We're talking about the National Youth Development Fund. And especially we are tying to that by talking to Velem Shikongo, one of the successful applicants. And he lays out what this meant to him and how he's planning to expand his business. You know, he is already starting to be busy, and in a few weeks' time, he will be going to India and to finalize his app that he wants to develop. All right? So, and the other thing, I can add also which I heard the Prime Minister say, is that he also did clarify that this is not the final list. I have him saying that. This is not the final list. More successful applicants will be announced as the evaluation continue. So be hopeful. The unsuccessful one, you know, the unsuccessful applicant are being encouraged. You're being encouraged to reapply with support, with support to improve. As Velem as well said, improve your proposal. So maybe the reasons why it hasn't been successful, it's because it lacks some proper tuning. Yes, it's financial draining. But, well, nothing comes. You know, the beauty, it doesn't come. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't even know how to put it in English. But, well, you have to work hard to reap the reward. That's basically what it means. I wanted to put it literally, but literally doesn't sound. It's very difficult. English has become difficult. All right. Our time is about 47 minutes past the hour of 9. And you're most welcome. Come through and have a discussion with me on this. And if you listen to the conversation, have your say, have your reaction. 0833-66091, 0833-66091, a number you can call to get to me here, right here in Ondangwa. So we will be back after this commercial.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye. The eye.
Omutiha utekirwa kabuna imatina omjo chikawa shafasa na longeshifa ya ishiwike moshiwana iye moya wo ota ingongotisa mwene anageshifa ya Namibia ombito ombwa na wa olonjika Seithani na omayakuro nirandi toma yoye yongeshefa yoye kupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende pimeleha uka kombanga nena. Kara omupashi pareki uimopo yomo programa detu. Moambo dengira selma kodora heta tuimu. Datu ndatu heari hamano tano oandiyaji. Eagle FM. Go high.
Well, a very good morning to you. If you're just joining us at this hour, our time is about 50 minutes past the hour of 9. We still have about 10 minutes to go before we hand over to France, hand over to the Windhoek, to the capital. We go back to the capital. You're welcome. Welcome. So, yeah, and today is Wednesday. The villager is out. Hopefully you have actually subscribed. And if you haven't yet, just do that. Or what you need to do is send a message, a WhatsApp message to 081-200-4144, with your name and email. And, that's how you subscribe. And then you will be, able to receive your digital copy every Wednesday, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So just do that. Yeah. So, and, there are very, very, very interesting story, in today's one. So make sure that you actually don't miss anything. All right. So yeah, we, as I said earlier on, I had a very interesting, discussion with Velam, one of the lucky ones, the very lucky ones, the successful applicant from getting loan from the National Developing Youth Fund, from the National Youth Developing Fund. Yeah, we were talking about his journey as an entrepreneur, as a young entrepreneur. So. And it has been full of challenges, just like any other of you who are probably listening right now, and who have gone actually through the same challenges, collateral requirement for getting fund to access funds, challenges of registering a company, challenges of other, financial challenges in be able to afford, do what you really want to do, to be able to establish, the company, challenges of help, even from family members. So many other personal struggles as well that the person goes through, and you're probably going through the same thing. And, one message that was very clear, don't give up. Be innovative as well. So don't just copy and paste, as someone said, but tailor your whatever your ideas, your innovation, to the needs, to the Namibian needs. Okay, so yeah,
you got a fam? Welcome to Unpacking the Day.
Yes. Good evening. How are you, boss?
Did you say good evening?
Apparently, good evening. Good afternoon.
I thought you were in China, or maybe you are in the States or something.
No, I'm just here around the window.
All right, how are you, man?
Good, and you? Anyway, I just wanted to say congratulations to those who actually got the fund, or those who happened to be lucky and got the fund.
Yeah.
And then they must be prepared still to endure the difficulties we
actually the difficult start now.
But it's gonna be a little bit easy.
Yeah.
Because you have got the cash flow at hand.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's only other policies that you need to follow. So but it's fine, but my argument here that I actually wanted to put on air, perhaps maybe to go to the Prime Minister, is the when the government is advocating for for economical stipulation or something like that, or even giving grant.
Yeah.
Their advocacy must always include each and everybody.
Their advocacy should be always?
Must always accommodate each and everybody that is actually involved in that sector.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they should also remember that there are also those who were young at that time, and then they have dreams, they registered their company, and until today they are struggling and they need help.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. These perceptions of a belief also that it's only a selective
few
can actually come up with something like that. It's a perversion. It's just not fine, you know.
Yeah.
People become billionaire or millionaire at the age of 45, 50, 60, there around.
Mm.
Now, our government have got a policy of maintaining this pervasion policy that I really don't understand, whereby when you become 26 to 35 to 50, 40, then you are no longer eligible in any government programs.
When
you become 36.
Oh, okay.
To 37, above 50.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, there is a whole day in between there. So once you become 35, you only wait for the government grant. Finish. Nothing else is you are going to get from the government.
Mm.
If you are not fortunate enough, perhaps maybe to get some tender or something like that. You know, there are still people with companies with dreams that they can actually come up with something that will contribute to the economies of this country. But because they are not getting any assistance from the government, they cannot go anywhere. And you know, with the corruptions and everything that is actually happening now in this country, which is now a system that each and everybody have to follow.
Yeah.
It's only a few that are actually getting.
Mm-hmm.
Whereby we were saying, actually, the government have to come up with a way to try and assess and find out who are the beneficiaries.
Mm-hmm.
These that benefited, what did they do? Now, in order for you to do that, you have to categorize companies.
Yeah.
And you have to have a database of companies that get and those that does not get. And then once you find out that these companies are not getting anything, at the end of the day, you have to go back to this company and find out, why are these companies not getting anything?
Yeah.
You see, this is the problem. So the government must, when they advocate for improvement in a certain sectors that has to do with the economy, obviously their policy is always selective.
Yeah.
And that is the biggest problem, especially those that are as from the age of 26 to 40. Let me just say 70 to 80 there. You are no longer eligible to any government programs, employment, whatever. You are just there, wait for government, for pension grant or something like that.
Yeah,
why do you need government like this?
For any scheme or any projects, if you like, there must be some kind of restriction and criterias. So, is the age from 36 to maybe 40 something, I mean, to 50, to before 60, are there no other avenues that are available to this age group?
I don't think so. Mm. Especially when it comes to employment. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perhaps maybe in the private sectors, but you should also know that in the private sectors, they also need experience.
Yeah, so you are in an age group where you should have.
Yeah,
you have
and these things has also started when it's come to tenders.
Yeah.
You know, you tender for a certain jobs. Let me give you an example.
Yeah.
You were doing houses for the bank.
Mm.
3, 4, 5 houses to 10 houses for the bank. And then the government comes up, a government entity come up with tenders of 3 houses that are supposed to be constructed at the same time.
Yeah.
They are going to put a clause that says, in order for you to be eligible, so to meet the requirement, you must be exactly have done this same three houses. Now I'm saying the 10 houses that I was building there, so does not equate to these three houses.
Mm.
I have done a lot of houses there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't qualify. You see, these are the things that, my friend, we don't understand. It will make you laugh. Yeah. But anyway, we are calling out to the government.
Yeah.
That they must be aware of these things. That there are peoples, and these are a lot of people at the age of 36, I mean 26, to 50, to 40, to 65.
Yeah.
A lot of people that are business oriented.
Exactly.
But because of that, they can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
And the government must stop these perversions of believing that it's only young people or a few that can actually stimulate or come up with something like this.
Yeah,
their advocacies must accommodate each and everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you very much, my boss.
Thank you for coming through, yeah?
All right, great.
All right.
All right. And basically, that's bring us at the end of our episode today of Unpacking the Day. And, well, in essence, the National Youth Development Fund, I think, represent a significant step. You know, a beacon of hope for many young Namibians who want actually to build their own futures and contribute to our nation. So while the first batch of 42 approval might seem small compared to the thousands of who have applied, I think it's still a sign, still a signal, it's still actually signal a commitment. Commitment to innovation, to self-reliance, and to empowering the next generation of Namibian entrepreneurs. All right. So, and as I said, that brings us to the end of our show this morning. I'm going to leave you in the hand of Mr. Franz. Continue listening to our programs that are still scheduled to come. Coming up, Kuthamosha, and all the rest of the programs that are coming your way this today. So from me, Mike Oshoveli, well, we will be together tomorrow at the same time here on Eagle FM. Goodbye. Until tomorrow.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the R.
Omutia, with the Kirokaguna, I Matina, Omjo, Chicago Shafa, Sanana, Longishifa, Yai, Shuikamoshiwana, I Moyao, Otaingo Botisamwene, Anagishifa, Yanamibia, Ombitom Banawa, Orangeka, Saisanina, Omeguro, Niranditoma, Yue, Yongishifa, Yokupitramo, Eagle FM Media House, Way 20 PM, Uka Kombanga Nina. Kara omkwashi paregi uimepo yo mo programa detu. Moambo dengira selma kodara hita tuimu. Datu heari hamano tano o niaj. Igele FM. The Eye.